Well, hello there. Welcome to a mini Lit Bits, a Lit Bits Lights, a Lit Bits with zero calorie and zero fizz. We're standing outside the Lord John Russell pub on Marchmont Street, a stone's throw from British Library.
And we're being stared at.
We're being stared at.
Three
chaps.
Three bald men.
Behind the glass. But I'm here with James Kidd, and we're going to talk for 2 or 3 minutes, rapid fire, about pubs and literature, because we've just come out of one. First question, I suppose, are there any great books about pubs, set in pubs, that take their inspiration from pubs?
Set only in a pub.
Canterbury Tales starts off in a pub, doesn't it? Tabard Inn in Southwark, which I think has been converted into a H&M or something now, but was once there.
But it didn't last long in the pub.
No.
I mean, I tend to associate pubs oddly with soap operas. The Rover's Return, or was it the Queen Vic in
EastEnders?
And very little literary happened there, if you don't count Grant Mitchell's haiku episode.
An experiment that didn't really go anywhere. But when we go to a pub, do we read in pubs? I'm looking now through the glass windows past the three slightly scary bald men, and I can see one bloke reading a newspaper. And that's about it. And I always think of pubs as novel reading places where you go to read. But like, actually thinking about it, I can't think of the last time I read in a pub.
Well, most pubs now you can't really hear yourself think for either the noise of the Coldplay live album or Manchester United playing some other team. That seems to me that there's a communal spirit to pubs, which perhaps is rather against the idea of reading.
Pubs have changed, haven't they, as cultural spaces. They used to settle in a corner for the night, I think, in a way that made novel reading possible. But now they feel you're in and out more, aren't you? I think they're sort of brighter lit, they're more public. But they seem like less places where you could sort of bury yourself like a sloth for 3 or 4 months, which is how I remember them.
Well, there are two genres of pub, aren't there? There's the gastro pub, where you go to eat and pretend that you know what Heston Blumenthal's talking about. And then there's the sports bar, where you go to watch your American football, and it becomes a communal experience.
Exactly, but I mean, there used to be sites of great literary creativity. I think, like Ben Jonson in the 17th century, used to hang out at the Mermaid Tavern, which is now a bank, I think, near Aldwych. And he had the Sons of Ben, these poetic followers who would sit around him, and they'd make up poems and write verses. And I don't know that that's ever gone on. You're thumbing something large. James, what have you got there?
I've also got a book, and it's Ulysses, which has various scenes set in a pub. And the idea of various voices colliding and different registers seems sort of true about the experience of being in a pub. But again, it seems to me that what for Joyce is a collision of ideas about politics, Irish nationalism, horse racing, and Jewish identity seems to have been boiled down to things were better when Patrick Vieira was the defensive midfielder for Arsenal.
But one thing I've always thought that novels are quite bad at is precisely that, the kind of simultaneous experience of lots and lots of voices at the same time coming at you. And I've never really seen a book that has managed to kind of convey that sense of the present moment being composed of multiple voices all going on at the same time, because you have to read them through time and therefore kind of one by one. But being in a pub, I mean, that is where you experience that more than ever, isn't it? Everything comes at you in one go. And maybe that's one reason, maybe, why the great prose description of being in your boozer on Friday night and all the noise is hard to convey.
I think that's right. You know? But I think we sort of idealise a little bit. I mean, there's that sort of other side of the pub, which is, for example, Dylan Thomas, I think, died in a pub or a bar in New York, I think after drinking 18 whiskies, single-handed, or single-mouthed, perhaps, and then I think did he fall through the trapdoor? Pubs become then a sort of point of pilgrimage, but it's an interesting what are we then worshipping, and one man's ability not to be able to be alive at the end of a drinking spree, and a connection between alcohol and literature is always kind of slightly tricky.
It is, and I think on that note, before the three men come out and physically assault us, the bell has rung for last order, so we're heading back into the Lord John Russell, and we'll have to leave it there. So send us a tweet, follow us on the internet,
and possibly find us in a pub.
Come to the Lord John Russell and buy us a couple of flaming Sambucas. Okay. Good night.